Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Karaoke.
Happy girl, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? Push it down, push it down. I'm the one who's good to come through now. Ring my doorbell, feel love, feel love.
July 17th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, low-hanging pussy meat. Plus, Oriental-style lube, losing a few dozen contacts in your eyeball, and Amazon just delivered a steaming bowel movement. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Hey, Freaks, Demented with you, back to start a new week of programs. It's got a great one for you. Hope you all had a great weekend. Mine was ruined. I based and planned my entire weekend around something called Splatfest. No, that's not the name of one of my biannual potluck orgies. By the way, I know this is neither here nor there, but if you're going to host an orgy, provide refreshments and at the very least, finger foods. Sex is a workout. People get tired. They want to take a break, eat something, recharge. There are a lot of rules you need to abide by. First of all, nothing too heavy. No fish or things that can go bad really quickly. I've eaten bad fish, like fish that has turned. 10 minutes later, I'm shitting my brains out. And you don't want that, in an orgy situation. Also, when I say finger foods, nothing you can really pick up with your hands. Provide toothpicks or something. People got pussy juice.
Pussy juice!
Lube. Ass squid. You know, who knows what they've got on their hands. Not everyone washes properly. Sometimes, crud gets under the fingernail and you're picking through food and contaminates. It's just gross. Provide utensils, like disposable utensils. I should be an orgy party planner. You go to some orgies, they don't even offer you water. Half an hour in, after gyrating and breaking a sweat, you got dry mouth. You can't slick up a pussy like that. God, come on. I'm Leanne Paisley Howell, and coming up on today's Simple Living, Orgy Hosting 101, I'll show you how to make the most out of your group fuck fest. Ever consider setting up a rolling bedroom hygiene station? Having a guest run to the bathroom every time they get feces on their penis takes time and ruins the mood. Staging a dedicated table containing pre-moistened rectum wipes and shit dick rags will speed up the cleaning process and get those naked sweaty bodies back in the sack. Later on in the program, I'll show you how to make a Lubes of the World buffet. Using an old sombrero-shaped nacho serving set, your fellow sex freaks will be able to try out themed lubricants, as fun as they are tasty. And of course, I'll give you some of my favorite personal lubricant recipes from around the globe, including Lubra Marinara, an Italian favorite, Sex Mex, a tangy Southwest petroleum jelly, and General So Horny, a water chestnut-based lubricant made with soy sauce. But first, it's a dilemma we'll eventually all face. Two guys, one girl, double penetration, and then it happens. Your dick touches the other guy's. Gross! Avoid unwanted cock rubbing with a homemade pussy divider. I'll show you how to craft and personalize this easy-to-assemble lifesaver. Inserted into the vagina, the pussy divider provides a dick barrier between you and the other penetrator. All of this, plus my Bible verse of the week, coming up on today's Simple Living. Anyway, Splatfest is... when I tell you what this is, I sound like such a child, like a baby, for being upset about this. And I am. I'm a 37-year-old man, baby. But I plan my whole weekend around this because I have no life or friends. So, you know, Splatfest is a part of the game Splatoon for Nintendo. And Splatoon is like one of them shoot 'em ups my mom doesn't like me playing, except it's for, like, children. We're like, yeah, you can shoot people, but it's with ink. You know, you're like a squid, and you're given a gun, and the gun shoots ink, and you gotta ink the territory, the map, and you shoot people. They're squid children, right? And so the new game is being released in a week or two, but Nintendo is having a special free game that you can download, and it's an event, and it's called Splatfest, and it was on Saturday. And I thought it was at noon. So I made sure to wake up early. So I was up by noon on Saturday. Because normally, I don't wake up till around 3 p.m. or so. All right, so I woke up, got my coffee, walked the dogs, did all of my chores, sat down at noon, and for some reason, the game wouldn't work. It was like, there is no Splatfest, you retard, which I thought was a weird mean error message. So then I did some research, and by research, I mean basic math regarding time zones, and I misread. It said, the game's going to be at 6... No. It said at 3 p.m. Pacific. And in my mind, doing the math, 3 p.m. Pacific is 12 noon here on the East Coast. And that was wrong. That is the wrong answer. Fail. Someone should come and take back my diploma for that little blunder. Because everyone knows that 3 p.m. is actually 6 p.m. here on the East Coast. So I was 6 hours early for Splatfest. So I literally sat on the couch and I did nothing. I'm like, I'm going to make sure that I'm there for Splatfest. I got nothing else to do today. I made sure of that. So I literally just sat down and did nothing until Lord Douche opened his fucking mouth wanting to be all active like human beings. He's like, oh, we should go, you know, do whatever, chores or go to the store or something. I'm like, all right, but I got to be back here by 6. You are not going to ruin this Splatfest for me. And then he's like, well, all I have to do is I have to pick up these computers to work on. For this lady has a bunch of children, you know, and these little children get their computers infected. You know, they like to download Minecraft and then special Minecraft mods, which are really just viruses and shit. So he's like, I gotta work on these things. So I'm like, okay, but we gotta be back by 6. I would prefer by 5:45 so I can settle in, you know, for Splatfest. And Splatfest goes on for 4 hours. I was so excited to have 4 hours to play this game, right? All right, so 5 o'clock rolls around and we still haven't gone to this lady's house. Now, again, my whole reason for living is for to play this stupid game this weekend. So 5:30, it gets close to 5:30 and I'm like, what the hell? Are we going to go do this or what? And I know, like, when we go to help people with their computers and stuff, it's never easy, right? It's never quick. He's like, I just have to pick up it's never just picking something up, right? So, finally, and she lives super close, right? Like 10, you know, minutes away. I'm like, okay, well, let's go. 5:30, we're off and running. I don't know. Maybe it was a little closer to 5. I don't know. I thought we would be okay if we just stuck to the fucking plan. We get there, and, you know, it's inching closer to 6, and we're visiting. I don't even know why I have to be involved with this. He's a strong man. He can handle picking up 3 laptops. Okay, so it's inching closer to 6. I'm like, we should get going. Because Lord Douche knows about Splatfest. That's all I've been talking about. And he's like, okay. And then the woman's like, hey, you know, we're having a cookout. You want steak or hamburgers? And he's like, Lord Douche is looking at me. He's like, you want to eat? And I'm like, not really. And he's like, are you sure? We're here. She's inviting us. I'm like, God damn it. So I'm like, yes, okay, we'll eat real quick. But nothing can be done quick, and my day is ruined. Now, and I also can't complain because, like, what am I going to bitch and whine because I can't play my video game. So instead, I just seethe internally. Oh, I'm burning. But I'm like, on the outside, I'm all like, eh, that's nice, playing with the kids and whatever. It was so late. It got so late. They set a fire outside and they started roasting marshmallows and s'mores. And I do love roasted marshmallow, so I wasn't complaining. But still, I'd much rather be home playing Splatoon, and I couldn't. We got home at 9:30 and Splatfest ended at 10. And I had to decide, should I play for a half hour? I could play. It's still going on for just a little bit longer. But then I'm like, no. You know, that would just make me angry that I missed the other 3.5 hours. And Lord Douche completely forgot about Splatfest because, you know, who the fuck cares about Splatfest except, you know, 10-year-olds and me? And he's like, oh, let's watch TV. He didn't even mention Splatfest. I'm like, you should at least suggest that I play my game that I wanted for a half hour. I hate my life. I immediately thought when this was happening, oh, I can't wait to talk about this on my show. Get it off my chest. But then I thought better of it, and I'm like, this sounds so dumb that I'm complaining about a game that I couldn't play. But I decided to talk about it anyway. Just to show you guys how sad my life is. Not a full life. People get excited about going on trips, being active, spending time with friends and family. Not me. Just want to play my stupid game. And those few little things that I have to look forward to never pan out. And I'm left sadder and more upset, angry. Everyone should pity me for my bad, sad weekend. All right, listen, I do have a great show for you today. We used to mess around with Yahoo Answers. Most of you probably don't even remember what Yahoo Answers was. It was a part of Yahoo, which is also something you probably don't remember. Anyway, Yahoo Answers was a website where you could go and just post a question, something you want an answer to, and other users will then reply. Today, it's known as Googling. All the answers to any question you could imagine, you just type into Google, you get your answer. But Yahoo Answers, you know, real people would answer the questions. I don't even think you can post questions on Yahoo Answers anymore, but there's an archive of all the past answers. And I know occasionally, like, I'll get on Google and I'll be like, oh, you know, what type of memory does an iMac 2002, you know, use? You know, something I don't have an answer to. And the first hit I'll get will be from Yahoo Answers, someone asking the same question. And then the top answer is something like, you fag, go ask your mother. Why don't you Google it? Real helpful stuff like that. I got to admit, we here at Distorted View were part of the problem and part of its demise because we had a campaign called Sabotage Yahoo Answers, where we would just go and ask ridiculous fake questions or provide useless answers. Later, this practice came to be known as trolling, I think. We were truly pioneers. Anyway, someone posted a question they found on Yahoo Answers. Now, I don't know. This isn't recent. You know, this is probably a few years old. And I can't say for certain that this is a Distorted View listener, but it sounds like a Distorted View listener. Here's the question. Is this incest? See what I mean? This just reeks of a DV freak. Okay, I don't know if this is actually incest, since it wasn't something actually sexual in the technical sense, but here goes. When I was little, my mom used to put a butt plug in me. She called it a poop plug, and I'd wear it all the time. I was told only to take it out to poop, wipe my ass, and then put it right back in. I was really young, so I thought this was just something everyone did, but one time at school, I dropped it when I flushed the toilet, and it ended up getting flushed. So when I went back to class, I told my teacher that my poop plug got flushed down the toilet. She had no idea what I was talking about, so she sent me to the school nurse. After trying to explain what a poop plug was for 15 minutes, the school calls the police. The police ask me all these questions, and at first I'm scared because I think I'm in trouble for losing my poop plug. Turns out, my mom has schizophrenia and was making me wear this butt plug so Satan couldn't stick his cock in my pooper and make me gay. I don't think there's a question there. Oh, yeah, I guess the question is this incest? The answer, of course, is no, it's not incest. It is weird, and it is sexual abuse, But your mom, you know, no part of your mother was inside of you. Or, you know, you weren't inside of your mom. There was no touching. And that's a key component you need to have in order for it to be considered incest. At least according to my definition of the word incest. All right, let's move on. I got an email from DV listener Jim. Jim wanted to share with me a piece of porn that he was jerking off to. You guys are freaks. It starts off okay, this video. It's called Denise Messino Pantyhose Season, Female Bodybuilder. And, you know, even though she's a female bodybuilder, she still looks feminine. She doesn't have the low voice or anything like that. She's not taking tons of steroids or whatever. But she gets this pair of pantyhose that she puts on. Got a big hole in you know, the cunt area. They're sexy pantyhose. So here is the part where she starts showing off her body. She's standing up here. All right, so far so good.
So I'm a real stickler for making sure the seam is right in the middle and right where it belongs. Okay.
She's talking about the seam of the pantyhose.
So you gotta make sure that the seam is perfect.
Right in the ass. That's crack.
Cool. Oh, do you like the way that big, juicy pussy meat is sticking out?
Herein lies the problem. This woman's pussy meat is really quite a slab.
Good Lord, look at all that pussy meat. Is that pussy meat or is that pussy meat?
That is pussy meat. It's like a Vienna sausage sticking out of her crotch. Is Vienna sausage meat, technically? And it's like, you know, it looks like dry. It's dry pussy meat. It's not even like wet.
Look at my legs for a minute. How's that?
Now we're getting the behind.
And then I'll give you a little peek of my ass crack. And then some more legs. And then you can have some ass crack. You want some ass crack?
I think I'd rather have the ass crack than the pussy meat.
Do you want some ass crack? Is that making you a little crazy? Make you a ass crack hoe.
You know, honestly, though, I think if I were to feast upon pussy meat, I would want it dry. I don't like moist things. You know what I mean? Moisture contains smells.
Ooh, there you go.
I like it dry. I like my pussy meat gristly.
Like that? Oh, my God.
Smoked, right? Real dry. I finally figured out what type of pussy meat man I am.
What's happening now? You know what's happening now?
It really does just look like, you know, like how, you ever seen a guy with foreskin? I'm sure we all have, right? Just like a lot of foreskin just hanging from the tip of his dick, you know, around his dick. And it's dry, like he hasn't just pissed or anything. It's dry down there. Just long and droopy foreskin. That's what our pussy meat looks like.
I'm squeezing all my pussy meat. See, that's the thing about crotchless. Is that... I could feel all that pussy meat squeezing together.
Someone at some point must have told her that the term pussy meat is hot, because she's saying it a lot, and I feel like it's our duty to inform her that pussy meat is not a hot term.
See?
The man who told you that...
Just rub that pussy meat.
Gross. Yeah, rub that pussy meat. Heat that pussy meat up. She's bending over. All I see is pussy meat. She's bending over, you know, over a chair. We're looking at her from behind. All I should be seeing is ass and asshole, but I don't. I just see this big mound of pussy meat.
Do you like the way it looks? Do you like the way my pantyhose look?
Mm-hmm. No one's looking at your pantyhose. Got an eye full of pussy meat. Just for shits and giggles, I tried going to pussymeat.com. That's taken, although it's just kind of like a squatter website type thing. So I'm on GoDaddy, and if you want a pussy meat domain, which is actually a good name for a website, you know, not too many characters, it's memorable. You know, you can have your homepage be pussy meat. Pussymeat.net is available for $11.99, very reasonable. Pussymeat.org. It's only $1.99, and there are some newer domains, you know, like pussymeat.online, pussymeat.club, pussymeatme, pussymeat.sex, or live in that pussymeat.life. I think pussymeat.org should redirect to distortedview.com. Pussy meat.
Pussy juice!
Pussy juice is, seems to be more popular. No.org.net.com available. There's pussyjuice.us. Pussy juice us. There's also Pussy Juice TV, which sounds like a great new media company. Check out Pussy Juice TV. All right, one more short clip and then we will get into the news. I've got audio here of a man sharing with us a harrowing tale. This is his real experience with Hillary Clinton. You may remember her as the mastermind behind a worldwide pedophile sex ring. And I think she, like, personally handed over 20 tons of uranium to Russia or something. I don't know. Anyway, so here is this guy's experience with Hillary Clinton. Guys, it's not good.
She made me do copious amounts of cocaine with her.
I totally want to party with Grandma Clinton now.
To the point I thought my heart was going to stop. She told me to calm down, gave me a drink. And I don't know what was in the drink, but I blacked out.
Let me guess, Hillary Clinton raped you? Did she peg you with a strap on?
And when I woke up, she had both my legs over her shoulders.
Here we go.
And she was numb sucking my asshole like there.
Wait a second. Numb sucking?
And she was numb sucking my asshole like there is no tomorrow. I tried to fight it. I tried to get away, but I was restrained. She told me that I liked it. She told me not to worry because she used the good jelly, the schmuckas. So nobody's paid me to confess this now. And I've kept it under wraps for all these years because I knew that no one would believe me. No one would believe that Hillary Clinton ate my asshole.
You have to think this guy's just joking around, even though he said it all with a straight face. But then you think back at all the crazy stuff Alex Jones has ever said.
Clinton campaign chairman practices Aleister Crowley black magic. Menstrual blood, semen, breast milk, with a high priestess who world leaders visit and top rap and Hollywood stars visit, who carries out a form of ritualistic sex magic developed, really just taken from older rituals, by Aleister Crowley.
You have to give those sex magic recipes to Leanne Paisley Howell. She would feature those on an upcoming episode of Simply Living. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. If you like TV and want even more episodes, sign up for The Sideshow. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows, plus bonus episodes every week. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow's show will be exclusive. Thursday's show will also be exclusive. So it's a great time to sign up. Memberships are only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Get that price down to like just over, what, $5 a month, something like that? Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Support this nonsense. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I knew it was only a matter of time before UPS or FedEx guys, United States Postal Service men, snap due to Amazon. Their workload has to have increased like 200, 300% over the last, you know, I don't know, 10 years, thanks to Amazon and Amazon alone. No one is shopping anywhere anymore, except for online. No one goes to the store. Amazon Prime can get stuff to your house in an hour if you really need it. For most people, a day or two is fine, though. While we're sitting back and relaxing, though, the UPS guy is freaking out. He's like, I've got 700 packages to deliver! That's why they just throw stuff now at your door. They don't even ring the doorbell, knock anymore. They drop the package off, or they just leave a note on your door saying, yeah, we tried to deliver your package. You weren't home, bye. Just pick it up yourself at our distribution center. This is on you. Well, I've got a story here. A customer was stunned after finding an Amazon delivery man had defecated on his drive and used the "while you were out" cards as toilet paper. Andrew Wingrave, 45, was furious when his 14-year-old son told him he spotted the delivery man squatting outside of their home in East London. Mr. Wingrave's closed-circuit television. I need to get some of these security cameras. I love that this is a common thing now. You know, everyone has those, like, Ring doorbells. Those have cameras. You can spend $30 to get one of those outdoor cams that are connected to Alexa. Super cheap, right? I wonder who's pooping in my yard. All right, Mr. Wingrave's closed-circuit television picked up the special delivery while he was out at work, and he has since reported the incident to Amazon, with a team sent out to clean up the mess. I mean, I don't know how it works in the UK, but, you know, it's not Amazon's problem. It should be UPS's fault, right? Maybe over there in the UK, Amazon actually has delivery people. All right, he fumed. The courier did a poo into a bag. At least he put it in a bag. Wiped with orange calling cards, then drove off, leaving his special delivery for all to see. But did you get your package at least? Like, something you wanted? Maybe it was an emergency and the guy just picked your house. I don't know. I lost a kidney through a cancer battle. Oh, here we go. What does this have to do with shit? You know what? Why do you have to bring your own problems into this? All right, I was appalled and presumed it was a wind-up. That UK slang again. It's unbelievable. Here we go. I lost a kidney through a cancer battle. What if I contracted hepatitis C from the dryer? Well, don't go swimming around in his shit. You don't have to touch it with your hands. All right. What if I contracted hepatitis C from the driver through an infection? His actions could have killed me. All right, you drama queen, simmer down. Mr. Wingrave was scheduled to receive another package from online delivery giant Amazon yesterday. Thankfully, he confirmed it was exactly the item he had been hoping for. A bag of vomit. He said, "I'm just delighted it wasn't another turd." An Amazon spokesman said, "Bosses had launched an investigation into the incident." I mean, do they really need an investigation? We have this all on cam. We know who the delivery man is. We know what his bowel movement looked like. I know what his asshole looks like. All right. A spokesman said, "We have a very high standard for independent delivery companies." Yeah, see, they're independent who deliver Amazon parcels and how they serve customers. "We take an incident of this nature extremely seriously and are working with the delivery company, which is investigating the matter." So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Oh, another elderly is in the news. While prepping a 67-year-old female patient for routine cataract surgery at England... A lot of weird shit's happening in England. You trying to steal the crown from Florida? You want to be the world leader in stupidity? All right. While prepping a 67-year-old female patient for routine cataract surgery at an England hospital, physicians notice a strange bluish blob in one of her eyes. Now, she's elderly, right? So that means she did something dumb to herself. What do you think this old person did? On closer look, the blob turned out to be 17 contact lenses stuck together. This bitch didn't understand that disposable contacts meant that, you know, you take them out and dispose of them. They don't dissolve in your eye after a day or so. Although those would be really convenient if they were like those Listerine strips that you put in your mouth, and, you know, they freshen your breath, but they dissolve. Those haven't been invented yet. You got to take out your own contacts still. That's something this 67-year-old woman did not understand. Another 10 lenses were subsequently discovered in the same eye that were up to 27. Yeah, 27 contact lenses in your eye at the same time. And she didn't know that there was an issue. There was no discomfort, really. She thought, like, you know, I'm old. You know, your eyesight starts going when you get older. Maybe this is just normal elderly eye discomfort. The size of a rock in her eye. And, you know, these have been accumulating for a long time. They're probably all hard and sharp. No wonder she has cataracts. All right. Incredibly, the 27 lost lenses, which had drifted beyond her upper eyelid, weren't causing her any serious distress. She figured her dry eyes and periodic discomfort were just a product of old age. None of us have seen this before, noted a surgeon. It was such a large mass. All the 17 contact lenses were stuck together. Yeah, we were really surprised that the patient didn't notice. See what happens when you're old? All of your senses dull. Even when shit is hurting you, you can't even tell. I've worn contact lenses before. Anyone who has worn contact lenses knows how easy it is for the contact lens to hurt your eye. Like, you know that it's not in there right. Pretty immediately. All right. The case is obviously extreme. Most people experience significant discomfort and redness, as well as an increased risk for infection when contacts get stuck in their eyes. It's not immediately obvious why this patient was so asymptomatic, but it may have something to do with her deep-set eyes. Those disgusting, huge divots. Sunken depressions. Raccoon eyes. Final story we have for you today. This one is kind of a news story, kind of not. It's from like one of those anti-religion website blog things. They report on, you know, Christians losing their mind in the news. Anytime they run across like a Facebook post from an angry Christian, they'll post on it. I think it's called Pathos, something like that. Elizabeth Johnston, a homeschooling Christian mother of 10. Oh, okay. She's like a Duggar wannabe, a mini Duggar. She's trying to get up to 27 children or whatever. Homeschooling Christian mother of 10 who goes by the name The Activist Mommy online is furious that Teen Vogue has an article in its June issue about how to have anal sex. I don't know, is that appropriate for Teen Vogue to have an anal sex do and don't article? On one hand, you can't get pregnant through anal sex. That's responsible. On the flip side, teenagers wouldn't know about anal sex if it weren't for Teen Vogue. So here we go. This mother was upset about this article, so she immediately went outside, started a bonfire. According to the website, the Christian activist mommy gets some, you know, she's kind of exaggerating what the article is. It's not telling teenagers to have anal sex or advocating it. It is explaining, though, why some people might be intrigued by it. Well, that sounds like an endorsement. And how lube is necessary. Well, that's just a safety precaution. Also, the article clearly states, like, look, this is going to be about butt stuff. If you don't want to read about it, skip to another article. Also, it mentions that, you know, a lot of people aren't into anal sex. Don't go just, you know, sticking stuff in your asshole. Anyway, here is the Christian mommy, the activist mommy, talking about this article. And getting ready to burn the magazine, I guess.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm the activist mommy. I cannot believe what this Teen Vogue piece of trash has printed in its June edition. They are teaching children 11 through 17, that's the target audience of this magazine, Teen Vogue, children 11 through 17, how to be safely sodomized. Yes, they are teaching kids how to have anal intercourse. We should not be teaching children, period, how to have sex.
Hey, look at what's in this magazine for teenagers.
The article is called Self-Love? Your body, your rules. So why is female masturbation still a major no-fly zone today? There's an art. Oh, there's a section, masturbation through the ages.
How to masturbate here. Here, all about homosexual sex, gender fluidity. Oh yeah, Lena and Grace Dunham, real role models for our teenagers.
Parents, I am asking you to go to your local gas stations, your local libraries, and your local grocery stores and ask to speak to the manager or preferably the owner and demand that they remove Teen Vogue from the shelves immediately.
Just cancel your own subscription. You know, like, what? Like, or don't buy your child this thing if it bothers you.
Brains are in the gutter. Now let's put their sales in the gutter where they belong. Teen Vogue is garbage.
I just hate that she refers to herself as an activist mommy. You know what I mean?
The editor's minds are in the garbage. The
author's minds. She finds stuff to be outraged about.
Are in the garbage. Don't let your kids read garbage. If you agree with me, please like my page to be my friend and share this video with the hashtag PullTeenVogue.
Unfortunately, I'm looking at the stats here, and this video has been shared 161,000 times. She's written a bunch of comments below her own video. She's like, write to the letter. Write a letter to the editor of Teen Vogue here. She provides that link. Then she wants people to call the Department of Justice? Because they don't have anything better to do. It's kind of funny because, you know, she has, what, 10, 11 children? Chances are at least one of them is gay. That's some cosmic justice. Although, you know, the mom's just going to blame Teen Vogue. Derek, I know you saw that article. Sodomites recruited my baby through a Teen Vogue. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We also have that special voicemail line just for patrons of our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Just another way to support this nonsense.
Here goes Jimmy Lou, Haley's Comet calling up.
It's the Mystery Science Theater 3000 live tour that I was raving about in my last call. It is hilarious. You get to meet Joel from the original series.
I don't know if you heard that. His phone crapped out, as always. He said he went to the Mystery Science Theater 3000 show or get together, whatever, and the creator, Joel, was there.
You get to meet Joel from the original series. You get to see Jonah, the guy who is the host of the most recent incarnation of the show. It's a lot of fun. And real quick, in a recent episode, you'd mentioned the term rough sleepers from a news article from the UK. A rough sleeper is a British euphemism for a homeless person.
Oh, okay, thank you. Of course, Haley's Comet knew that. Know it all. All right, next voicemail.
Hey, is this Dirk? Doug. No, it's stupid. But seriously, Carl, hey, this is Adam. Nah, you know who this is. Boo. I can prove it to me. I
believe you.
I was calling in.
Your voice gives it away.
Hey, you, hi, Tim.
Hi.
What's your favorite thing about, you know what? Okay, you know, fuck all that shit. You know, I think about you a lot, boo. I do. And, like, if you had to, like, do a pie chart of the shit that's on your mind, it's mostly pussy. And then, financial stress. And then, but you show up every day, a little sliver of boo in there. And, no one really knows what's going to happen, right?
No.
I guess that's the million-dollar question. What's going to happen, you know?
With what?
But I love everyone.
With me? Or is this like some sort of existential thing that's going? I bet you it's some sort of existential thing.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Boneless Donuts. I'm not on Patreon, so I'm sure Haley's Comet beat me on this by at least a month.
Let's see.
But Magnus Carlsen is the number one ranked chess player in the world.
Look at all you smarty pantses.
You know, a grandmaster, he's as good as they come. That's probably why he's getting pissed off with this dude asking.
I do not know how to play chess.
The question.
I mean, does that come as a shock to anyone?
But again,
I barely know how to play checkers.
Sure, like I said, Haley's Comet already.
I'm more of a ants in the pants kind of guy.
I'll get beyond this later on.
Also, shoots and ladders, but I don't like having to count spaces. Not good at that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Please, for the love of Christ, if you've never called into the voicemail line, show these longtime freaks who babble on about nothing how it's done. Show them how a voicemail call should go. Be concise, have a point. You can shower me with praise, or just call me a faggot. At this point, I would welcome it. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it
good? Good Lord, look at all that pussy meat. Is that pussy meat or is that pussy meat?
Spread the distortion, STD, to all your friends about podcasts. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back doing a free show for everyone on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sound speaks louder words sometimes, but not everybody listens.
We should be able to deliver bottled hot water to dehydrated babies.